אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש כרך ג' בעמוד...
We are reading from the writings of Rabash.
584, בשם פני השם.
The article, the face of the Lord is in evildoers. Again, the face of the Lord is in evildoers. The face of the Lord is in evildoers to cut off the memory of them from the earth. They cried out, and the Lord hears, and saved them from all their troubles. We could ask, but the face of the Creator belongs to the righteous and not to the evildoers, as it's written, by the light of your face you have given us mercy and life and peace. Only the Achoraim, posterior, is regarded as judgment, when he executes judgment on the wicked. We should say that this means that those who want to walk on the path of the Creator, on the path of truth, see that they are always doing evil. They cry out to the Creator to save them from that state of evil. And everything that they could do but could not be freed from the evil, as explained about the exodus from Egypt, and the children of Israel sighed from the work. And their cry went up to God, and he delivered them from Egypt. Likewise, we should interpret here that the Creator shone his face to them, and then the concealment that they had departed from them. By the face of the Lord is in evildoers, the face of the Creator cancels even the memory of the bad. This is the meaning of cut off the memory of them from the earth. Eretz, earth, land, comes from the word ratzon, desire. Even a memory of the bad desire did not awaken in them, because they cried out, and the Lord hears, and saved them from all their troubles.
שוב, פני השם באוסרה.
Again, the face of the Lord is in evildoers. The face of the Lord is in evildoers to cut off the memory of them from the earth. They cried out, and the Lord hears, and saved them from all their troubles.
ויש לשאול.
We could ask, but the face of the Creator belongs to the righteous and not to evildoers, as it's written, by the light of your face you have given us mercy and life and peace. Only the Achoraim, posterior, is regarded as judgment, when he executes judgment on the wicked. We should say that this means that those who want to walk on the path of the Creator, on the path of truth, see that they are always doing evil. They cry out to the Creator to save them from that state of evil, and everything that they could do but could not be freed from the evil, as explained about the exodus from Egypt, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up to God, and he delivered them from Egypt. Likewise, we should interpret here, the Creator shone his face to them, and then the concealment that they had departed from them. By the face of the Lord is in evildoers, the face of the Creator cancels even the memory of the bad. This is the meaning of cut off the memory of them from the earth.
Eretz,
earth, land, comes from the word ratzon, desire. Even a memory of the bad desire did not awaken in them, because they cried out, and the Lord hears, and saved them from all their troubles.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Что такое вот лик Творца и что такое, что он посвятил ликам?
What is the face of the Lord and what does it mean that He shines His face?
Свет, который исходит от Творца.
The light that comes from the Creator.
How do I feel it?
You feel it.
Сейчас такое состояние, не вот у меня одно, я разговаривали, что отбросило просто.
It's just that there is a state that is not just my personal state. There are more friends who feel like you were just thrown off, and it's even hard to ask.
То есть даже как будто и.
I don't know if it's even in my strength to do anything. This connection no longer helps.
I hear you.
Что делать?
Что делать?
What to do?
А что вы изучали все эти годы?
What did you learn all these years?
Но если у меня он не
connect to pray, but he doesn't let me ask, doesn't let me connect, just disconnected me.
Ну так это же хорошо.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Просто ждать?
Нет.
Just wait?
No.
Еще больше просить.
Цвика. Ask even more. Цвика.
Yes,
it reminds us our nice friend. Look, he says, even the memory of the bad desire did not awaken in them. It reminds me what happens here in the country and in the world. Look, he says, even the memory of the bad desire did not awaken, meaning we don't even know we behave badly. We don't know that. And you look at people, and it's unpleasant to say what I think of that, but I just become nauseous of that. And then he says, they cried out, and the Lord hears and saved them. There's no chance that the Creator will save. Look what he writes here. They cried out, and the Lord hears and saved them from all their troubles. If they cried truly out of pain that they care, then there would be a chance to come out of all this. But according to what's written here, even the memory of the bad desire did not awaken in them. They don't even understand they behave badly. Look at what's happening here in the country, especially. You see, they don't understand that we summon these troubles upon us. So how can you overcome it? And you look and see, you say, how could it be? So many different things happen, so many hostages, people killed, and you see around you what's happening, you say, they don't get it. And people are saying, look, it's an adventure, look what's happening, and other people don't understand at all what's happening, why, how we live. How do you see that? How do you see that situation where some people slightly understand and the majority just continue with unfounded hatred and consuming each other and overpowering each other, things get just worse and worse? And some people, their hearts are so blocked, they don't even see how they behave towards kids that were kidnapped and other things. I don't understand. And it's, if you have an explanation to that, I'll be happy to hear. Many people don't understand what's going on here.
I don't have an explanation, but I'm asking you. Like you are so confident that you do feel what good and bad is and so on, how do you, or how can you, how can you settle all these things? I'll tell you.
Look, you're a grandfather and I'm a grandfather too. If you saw and felt Not that while we're sitting here or in your place, if you felt like, God forbid, you have a son or a grandson who's there, how would you feel? How would you accept things? You would yell from dawn to dusk. Would you be able to just sit quietly and study and say, let's draw the reforming light? It's a completely different feeling. How do people dare speaking in such a way that his son is taken hostage and let's continue doing what we're doing, this gross behavior, and a person could be certain that he's at the level of the Creator. So how can you think this will be changed? How do you see that? People are just going crazy. The parents who have children there, how do you... There's a thing here, I really don't understand what's going on here.
All in all, it's an accumulation of all of our relationships, to life, to ourselves, to the Creator, to our neighbors. This is all we see inside this war.
And how do we come out of the garbage, this whole thing? How do you see that something really changes and not at the account of others, that it's on your account, that you will make sure that we come out of this whole story? People say, you know, what do I care that his son is taken hostage? I'll continue with my bad thoughts, and who cares? How do you come out of that?
I have nothing to advise you. I don't have an answer.
What should we do? Is there a chance? Look at Nebo, look how many people we have all over the world. We don't have sufficient power to move things. When I think about it, I say we have such force. You know, someone told you yesterday at noon, said, why? You can't collect 10 people who have a force of bestowal to change things. And you gave a very kind of sophisticated answer. He said, I don't think that there are such 10 people. I think that they exist. Maybe you're hiding these people, kind of. But I don't know. Don't we have the power to change things? That something good will start happening, that will start breathing new air here in Israel, at least?
I don't have anything to answer you.
Don't you see our future?
There
are things that I'm not allowed to talk about.
According to what you're saying, it could be worse.
I told you I can't talk about this.
Can you give us a hint what's about to happen?
No.
No, we're your students.
It has nothing to do with it.
No, I'll tell you, seriously, we're completely in despair. I live on the edge. I'm involved in different things. I see what's happening, and I'm saying something has to happen here. It can't go on. It just can't go on.
He who flaws does it in his own flaws.
So you think I'm casting the flaws on others?
I don't know. That's what's written.
Maybe it doesn't relate to us in regards to that, at least.
Everything regards.
That too? So you're saying the flaws I see in others, it's within me?
That's what's written.
It's written. Is it true?
I guess so.
What can I tell you? I hope you don't really think that, but with God's help, we'll come out of that well.
No.
Well.
אני שומע את צביקה.
I hear Tzvika, I'm crying, and next to me people are laughing. Maybe we'll turn on the news here. And, I don't know why people are laughing.
Ken.
זה אולי גם כתשובה
Maybe as an answer to Tzvika, what is my flaw? It's certain that you should say that the people who want to walk the path of the Creator on the path of truth, they see that they are the evildoers. It's first of all us, and not those on the outside that aren't walking the path of truth. So we have the responsibility, and not to start judging others that have no idea they're doing bad. So first of all, we have to recognize it, and our duty is to see that we are the corrupted ones. And then maybe if we truly recognize this and see as much as the Creator wants to give to us, and we don't have the vessel, then maybe we will also cry out for a vessel for the light that will truly correct us. And then maybe we'll bestow to the world.
Tov.
Okay.
יש לנו עוד מאמר.
We have another article.
יש עוד, אבל לעכשיו.
There is more, but for now.
So
in the writings of the Rabash,
Ma'amar, Chamot,
article 915, I and not a messenger.